Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Boop. Okay. Welcome, everybody. I really appreciate you all taking time out of your busy day to come chat with us. We wanted to do this live and talk about survey results. As I said in this little pre-show thing, every year, every 2 years, definitely between every arc, we ask you guys how we're doing on stuff. Just a general 2-3 minute survey. Sometimes it's more detailed. This year it was just to kind of get our finger on the pulse, and boy, we were off the pulse. I really appreciate the honesty. I really appreciate the honesty, because there was some stuff, while hard to read, it's definitely true. And if we're being honest with ourselves and want to improve, we've dropped the ball in a few key areas. And we wanted to talk to you guys about that tonight. And let's say you're new, because this will probably go up in the main feed. If you just jumped on, and you have no idea what we're talking about, obviously, we've been doing this for 8.5 years. And...
Yay!
Obviously, yay!
Hi, I'm here, too.
What? I didn't introduce myself.
No, I was just saying hi.
Oh, okay.
Because for people who are only listening to the audio, voice just showed up out of nowhere.
You're right. Hi, I'm Jason. This is Bree. Hi.
You could have been using the royal we.
Yes, I... My pinky's been out the entire time, yep, as we've spoken.
This is Brianna. Hello.
Hi. So, what we've ended up finding out was there are a few things that you guys do enjoy, and that's not what I mean. There are a few things that, like, multiple people enjoy. We try not to take one person who says, it's like, I don't like your face, but if I got 9 people telling me they don't like my face, I got to change my face or something. Like, mm-hmm. it's important. So after we got 3 or more people saying one thing, we wrote it on the board. And then as we read through 55 of these surveys, some stuff became very evident.
And
so,
like, the things that were strong, like things that people liked, were very consistent, which is awesome to read, because that means we're doing those things very, very well.
Yes.
Things like role play and how immersive the world is, and Jason is a DM. Those were all brought up many a time, and thank you guys, because obviously we asked for pros and cons.
Yeah, I feel like some people thought it was overly negative. I never tried to. It was always, what do you like? What do you don't like? What do you like? What do you in key areas? I want both sides, because I don't know if you've ever had an evaluation at work or something like that, and you see something, you know, very honest, it can be tough to read. Because I think most of our community obviously isn't out to hurt anybody's feelings or anything like that. But, you know, if it's anonymous, there's going to be a couple of people who really take the gloves off. And there were a couple of times it's like, ooh, like, but it's still, I take it as constructive criticism, right? Because, you know, there's a nugget of something
totally
in there.
Yeah, and both Jason and I are pretty bad with criticism at times, so we're definitely working towards getting better at that. And this talk is one of the things that we wanted to do to help us kind of express what we're planning on changing specifically based on the survey. The only reason I brought up the positives is because I'm trying to make this a little Oreo that's easier to swallow, which is you want to bring up the nice things first, and I don't want the community to feel like we were attacked or like everyone hates the show. Like, everyone who said positive things, I think one of the cool things about the survey is that people mostly focused on the same positive things.
Yeah.
While there were multiple different negative things that we obviously need to work on.
Totally.
At least there wasn't like, well, every single person who said they liked the role play also said they hated Jason's face.
Right.
So Jason's face is a huge problem. We were doing great on the role play. Like,
the face demographic is down. We gotta.
So the criticism was more varied Because obviously people have different things they want us to work on. Yep. And we're going to try to work on them. And Jason has our little list here. But there's the top part of the Oreo, which Oreo's bad because the cookie part's the worst part of the Oreo. So
I think, I don't know. I'm not starting a food fight. I don't know.
I'm trying to get everyone acclimated.
Not a big fan of the cream. Not a big fan of the cream.
I love cream.
Also, I think Hydrox are better than Oreo.
Ew.
I think, I'm sorry.
Wrong. That's like vanilla ones? Like the vanilla
flavored
ones? Okay.
No. You're thinking of Nilla wafers.
Well, there's like a vanilla type Oreo that's called something else.
They're called store cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to start with the minor issues. Stuff that's, like, we're reading it, and, like, three or four or five people mention this, and it's like, that's easy. We could do that.
Yes.
And then one or two of them is like, we're doing that. Like,
yes.
Yay! Okay! Mission accomplished! We hung up a little banner. Boosting the volume of the show. I recently got a sound card, and it has thrown me for a loop. I don't like it. And I think I'm going to switch back, because what it's doing is changing what my peak volume is. So when I see something dip into the red, obviously I back it off so it's not going to peak anybody's speakers or make anything buzz or blow anybody's car speakers out or, you know, screw you up while you're jogging. So I try to keep things relatively in the same space. What I have noticed is I have to turn up a volume track way louder now on some things. So I think there's been some fluctuation, especially toward, right towards the, if you've noticed it, right toward the end of Arc 3 into Arc 4, that's just a hardware thing. I'm going to fix it. What you can't see is off screen, I have a small pile of PC parts.
It's true.
And when my case gets here, I'm going to start building a PC. I'm going to stream it or whatever. You'll get to see it. But that should also, I'll have a much better onboard like an onboard sound card for the motherboard. So it'll sound better inherently, and I don't have to go through a sound blaster, and it's just a pain. Like, I have to flip between headphones and speakers, and it's just a pain. So
and I have hearing issues, so I don't catch these things in time. So I think from now on I might be like, hey, Jason, can you double check these volumes for me?
Right. And my voice has always come in quieter than anyone else. And I don't really know why. I know I'm on a different track, but I always feel like I'm coming in way too loud.
No, because even when we're on this mic, I come in louder than you and I'm further away.
I don't know. I always feel like I'm coming in very loud.
You're just so soft-spoken.
I don't know. I don't feel like I am, but if people are saying that, it's like I can bump it up a tick or two. There were some people who said that they were over like 150%, and it's starting to rattle speakers, that you get that buzz, and it's like, well, that's no good.
You aren't right now, because you're in speaker announcer voice, Jason. When you're in narrative voice, Jason, it's much softer.
Right.
That's the thing, is in the show, you're narrative voice, Jason, and narrative voice, Jason, talks like this.
Because I want to draw people in.
He wants everyone to lean in and turn their speakers up to 150, so he can scream.
And then I go, booga, booga, booga. bring back GMT. Done.
Did it.
We're mission accomplished.
Every other Saturday, you guys.
Every other Saturday, we're going to do a live GMT. Some people, it's like, oh, make it live. Done. Like, we did it. And I think there's some people who just don't know GMT went to its own feed. A long time ago, it went to its own feed. If you search Good Morning Theria on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all that good stuff, you'll find it. Yeah. And
I don't think we've posted the last one yet. Have we?
I don't know. I should. I really should. I thought I did. Maybe I didn't. But yeah, no. Absolutely. We wanted to do those. And I feel like it kind of got lost in the shuffle along with a bunch of other stuff. And we'll get to that when we get to the larger issues
that we are working on.
There's the minor and then there's girthy issues below. That made it look like I was cradling the issues. You got to really...
Like, were you lifting up from below? Like the...
I mean... I was massaging
the issues.
Yeah, I
was
massaging the issues. Yeah. As long, okay, so the Anarch, as long as I can hear people without background noise, I really don't care. But one of my friends, I tried to introduce to the show. It did affect him. So I'm going to work on that. And I may even go back to the beginning of Arc 4 and just try to boost things up if I can.
Yeah.
Mailbags. This is one I was surprised people missed.
Mm.
And it came up several times where people suggested, it's like, why don't we just do mailbags? Why don't we do that? Because one of the people who was tremendously honest said, I loved what extended rest was. And then it just became, I believe the quote is, inane chatter and nonsense. And I stopped
GMT
listening.
GMT Junior.
GMT, yes. That's valid, because poor man's GMT, I think it was called.
When we first did it, we had, like, the Prezi and all of that, and then we wanted to make it a little more casual because we didn't feel like there was enough discussion about the episodes.
Right.
And I think when we made it more casual, it became more of a hangout thing.
Yes, and...
And that's one of the reasons we thought it wasn't worth keeping.
No. Mostly also because it was hard to get people to schedule. That's going to be something...
Thank you, Gisoto.
Is indeed in the feed. I did it!
Yeah,
yay!
Yeah, good
yay!
Job. GG!
Okay. but yeah, no, I get that, and we're talking about what we can do, like, maybe doing mailbags bi-monthly or something. Like, we're
because
talking about...
we have the four groups.
Yep.
We have four Mondays usually. Sometimes there's going to be a fifth Monday in a month, so we might do it then. We don't think monthly mailbags are going to be possible.
Probably not.
We don't have the time.
No.
But we do want to bring that back. So we're going to work on it.
Yeah. Finally, fights on the show.
That makes it sound like we're fighting each other.
No. So anytime there's combat in an episode, instantly we're turning people off. There are people who just tune out whenever they hear combat. It's like, roll for initiative. It's like, boop, 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 boop. They're just skipping, right?
Yeah.
It's like, did anyone die? Did anything meaningful happen? Then I'm done, right? And I totally feel that. Obviously, it's a big part of the game we play. It's combat. And even though we cut down on the combat that you'd normally see in a home campaign, let's say, it's still there. It's probably rare for I'd say it's rare for a group to go two or three sessions with no combat, right? So what we're going to try to do is we're going to attempt to make both camps happy. The people who enjoy combat and want to hear everything, and then the people who hate it and want to skip it. We're going to try to kind of cut the edges, round those corners off of fights, and make them a bit more, you know, a bit faster, right? We try to cut out gaps, any tech issues with the table. We've always tried to get rid of that stuff.
I told Jason this. The only time I leave in... any technical talk is when I think it's necessary for you to understand the fight. If you're following the fight, sometimes someone will be like, oh, I messed that up two turns ago, or, oh, that's why that's happening. Like, that kind of chatter I usually leave in. Same for, like, I think one person commented, at least, that fights sometimes get interrupted with jokes.
Yes.
Because it doesn't feel super dire. Especially, you know, when fights are going well. People
the Countess!
Jokes. Shh, we'll get there. But sometimes I'll leave it in, and I think I'm going to be a little bit more stringent about taking that out if I can, or if I don't think it's that funny.
I did fuck up, and I haven't posted
Toys
that
was
champagne.
Toys not in the feed!
Damn it!
Ah,
okay.
Ha, 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 ha.
Come back to it. Sorry. It'll be in there soon.
That's all I wanted to say. It's like, I'm going to get a little better about cutting out things. So is Jason.
And it's tough because I think it's about tone. And yes, if there's a big fight and there's jokes happening, sometimes you need that to, you know, kind of hit the release valve a little bit. If it's too much, I get it. Like, and it's tough to read that. It's a very to taste type of thing. It's like having too much salt in a dish. I don't think you should completely cut out all jokes or anything. Yeah. You know, that's just
making combat drier than it already is.
Yeah, it makes everything too sterile all the time, especially if there's a crit miss, something like that, where there should be some kind of, like, something. There's a reaction from the table and the people at it. We also got, and this one I'll say right now, there's also real life stuff that slips into the podcast. I'm the first to say that...
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, that, yeah, for the most part...
Literally 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. we've taken a lot of that out, but please realize we're all people.
Yeah.
And while, yes, we are putting a product out for you guys, and there's tons and tons and tons and tons of you guys who listen for free, that's not the point. It's not whether you're paying for something or whether it's free. We're doing our best to do it in our way. And if I feel like I have to censor everybody all the time, it's like we're not being ourselves at the table, and that's a slippery slope when we have to filter everything we say and everything we do. That being said, we aren't really talking politics at the table anymore. It is still in the behind the scenes sometimes. It just is. Yeah. I'm sorry, because in the behind the scenes, we're just people
we're
at
just
a table
friends.
Talking,
yeah.
And we're friends catching up, and we can't see each other in real life right now.
As Marilyn Monroe would say, if you want me at my arguing about printer paper, you have to have me at my getting angry about politics.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, there's been a lot to be angry about. Whatever side you're on, there's a lot. We have Nazis. There are Nazis! It's 2020! That's crazy! Sorry. Anyway.
No, you're right. You're right. I just...
Anyway. I understand why that pissed you off, and I'm gonna guess that it was probably right-leaning people who are a bit more upset because we're
we had
fairly...
one person say they were left-leaning.
That it's just, I don't
want
to hear
escapism.
It. This is escapism, yeah. And I get that. So on the main feed, we're gonna really try to just take it out and just...
People in the chat just encouraging you so much.
I know. That's
Alex, stop
fucking
it.
Alex, 1,000%. He wants me to, like...
Do it, Jason.
Alex is the devil on my shoulder in all chats, and I love
Amazing.
Him, but he's going to get me canceled one day, and I'll be working at Target, because I have no other skills. So
why is always Target with us?
I don't know. I think where we used to live, Target was the closest store.
That's true.
So, like, it was like, well, I'll just walk over there. But, yeah, we're going to try to keep the show. Basically, we're going to try and keep impactful moments, impactful,
yeah.
Lighthearted moments, lighthearted, but we do hear you, and there's a bit of a tone issue.
Right. But that's why it's under minor issues, because we probably
yeah.
won't be altering the way we do fighting from top down, because we think we have a fairly good balance. It's just, it was a little off kilter, where it's like, oh,
it didn't come up
a little bit less jokes, a little bit less.
Yeah, that one didn't come
stuff.
Up too often. It was like 2 or 3 times, but it was enough that it's like, all right, okay, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll work on it. Sorry.
Major issues.
Let's move on to major issues, because these are big. And this is where I feel like I have to tell you guys that I'm sorry, because these aren't things that happened overnight. These are things that happened over the course of 2 or 3 years. And either I didn't see it, or it didn't seem like as big a deal to me at the time, and we kind of sunk into the mud. Our X-Wing is in the swamp, and we need to get that thing out. And, yeah, it's a dropped ball. I'm really sorry. So let's talk about ARCs 2 and 3. There's an overwhelming majority of you that said things like, ARCs 2 and 3 are just one arc. It mm-hmm. should have been... it should have been one arc. There shouldn't have been any breakup to it at all. And more than a few of you said that it felt rushed and unfulfilling. And there's a few reasons for that. Some people blamed it on the book, which I think contributed to it. There were some comments that I do not agree with, like, oh, you're just adding things now so that we could put it in future books. Let me tell you a story about the book. If you want to talk about a not profitable venture, putting
yeah.
out a physical book in 2020...
That was a mistake.
It was right up there. We have 600 or 700 books that we'll probably never sell. We paid thousands to have them printed and shipped from China so that they could sit in that closet over there. There's boxes, cases of books.
Mm-hmm.
And... no one's playing in person right now because they can't. And, you know, we didn't invest in anything digital. There's no app. There's no Fantasy Ground support, no Roll20 support, there's no Foundry support, there's nothing out there where...
To refocus, I think G. Soto says it perfectly. I don't think Jason needs the promise of a book to add things.
Jesus Christ, do you know how much work we would have? If I didn't add anything, ever, we would have years of work ahead of us. And that's not to say that even stuff that was at the end of Arc 3, just not to spoil anything, but there was some stuff that went down that's been in the pipeline for years. Do you think I would just sit on a whim and just be like, yeah, four new races, make it rain, boom, boom, boom. Like, I can't, like, that is major. And we're going to be seeing that. I want to become famous. Oh my God, let's buy followers.
I want to become famous. Where's our doing? Twitch, Jason? I'm trying to kick the spammer.
does anyone, here, look.
Mods, kill that bot. Do we even have mods?
Yeah, I don't know. There's some mods in it. Fuck it. Like, right now. We'll work on that, too. That's another thing we're going to talk about.
Oh, hey, I got rid of Mubot.
Oh, yeah.
Mubot isn't telling you about...
Thank you, Kels.
Thank you, Kelsey. Love you.
See you in just a little bit. So, I think a few things happened. We wanted there to be a break. And we feel like the only time we can take a break from everything and refocus is between arcs. And, yeah, I feel like arcs 2 and 3 definitely belong together. They're the same thing. And
in retrospect, yes. At the time, we did not know that. Like, for anyone who thinks, like, we knew going into arc 3 that there would be overarching arc 2 stuff in there, we actually didn't know that. We didn't even know that people were going to play similar characters. Like, we didn't know characters were going to carry over. We thought everyone was going to have new characters, but some people didn't, like... And I'm not blaming those people, obviously. But, like, themes carried over, and we didn't know that was going to be the case.
And on the flip side, Arc 1 went on far too long. There was people who noticed... It's like, yeah, Group 1 finished up their main quest and then just kind of was. Yeah. Like, they were around, totally. And then they went on a minor quest, everything. It's really difficult to say, hey, this is where we're going to cut it off. There are some people, it's like, yeah, just let it be a thing. And it's like, yes, that sounds great. We have 4 groups right now. So let's say, you know, let's say, for whatever reason, let's say your group just cleans up Brightport. Firebrand does it.
What are we accomplished.
Yeah, do we restart a new group while 3 other groups are going? Do we stop them and then there's just 3 episodes? Because no matter what we do, it's wrong. I need to focus on that, because no matter how we do that, it's going to be the wrong move to someone. And I do agree that the ending of Arc 3 probably could have been a little better, I think. Mm-hmm. Specifically the Darmok stuff. I would go back and re-record that, I think, and add some stuff, like a director's cut.
Oh, is it going to be a black and white?
No.
In IMAX?
No, it'll be a Snyder cut. I'll just get in a bunch of old...
No, that is the Snyder cut. He wants it in black and white.
Suck my dick.
I'm sorry.
Does he really?
I can't believe you didn't know that. Yeah, that's the new thing, is he wants a black and white version.
I want my eyes to dislocate. I roll them so hard. What a fucking pretentious jerk off. Anyway.
Hey.
My point being that... We're going to try and make the next wrap-up a little more organic and a little bit more natural, but it can be difficult when you're putting a button on anything, because the nature of our world is so open-ended. It's so continuous that even when we wrap up, I feel like there should have been some sort of decompression time where we talked to all those characters. So... the end of combat happens and boom, we cut to black. We always intend to go back to these characters, and it ties into following up with characters in the world. That's something we always intend to do, but it's very difficult to do it in a way that kind of properly pays homage to all these characters. So obviously you want to catch up with Braylon and see what's going on. There's tons of questions there. We want to catch up with Callie and see what happened. We want to catch up with... There's so many characters, and that's not even counting NPCs that we left in Arc 1 and 2 and stuff like that. Like, what's happening with Nathaniel in you know, Winterhaven? What's happening with the 2 sets of Eladrin? What's happening? So there's tons of stuff we want to get to, but we can't start 50 groups and do that because the cast has jobs and families and lives. They're in school. They're pursuing careers. We can't ask them. That's why we had to scale back Patreon. And I know that sucks. Because that's another thing that we're going to get into in just
a minute.
I am. But
it's all combined.
It is. It's all kind of interwoven. Like, these guys are not on payroll. They do not get paid. It's me and Bree. That's it.
And something that, like, Jason's not going to say, but I'm going to say it. He's got 5 sessions this week. He has 4 next week. He has session after session. If we add more groups, when we were doing 4 Patreon groups, and this isn't to make anyone feel guilty, but, like, no. We have all these groups that we, sorry, I got distracted by Alex in the chat. Oh, you don't pay the others?
I mean, I pay Alex, but shut up.
When we were doing the 4 groups on Patreon, I don't think you had a weekend off.
No.
For weeks and weeks. And we do work a normal 9-to-5 day most weekday. Like, we were trying to do a thing where we took a day off during the week. That didn't work.
You
we
can't.
Couldn't do that.
How do you? And okay, we had someone working with us for a very short time named Corey. Corey is a fantastic dude. Mm-hmm. And we had a little bit of money left over from the Kickstarter after books were shipped and stuff like that, and we had money kind of coming in from Amazon. That just stopped eventually, and Corey did everything in his power to reach out on social media and to push new book sales and stuff, but it's really difficult because, like, we invested money in ads. And week to week, you could see it's like, yeah, like, you get some ads, you get some clicks on this and stuff. YouTube was our best avenue, but, like, he directed a commercial. Like, he did everything.
Yeah, he did an amazing job.
And
it
really sucked because, like, 2 weeks ago, we had to let him go. And that fucking sucks because we loved working with him. We loved, like, we kind of realized, no, we need a bigger team, but we can't because it's not fair to ask anybody to work for free, and it's... whatever we decide to tackle, we have a finite amount of resources.
Right.
Like, it's whatever me and Bree can get to, and I think we just spread ourselves too thin for a while.
Yeah.
I know we spread ourselves
too thin. And that's, all right, so the ARCs 2 and 3 thing we've addressed, and we've kind of explained what we're going to do about that is in the future. We're going to be more realistic about how long it will take to end things. I'm also probably going to insist at some point that, like, even if the arc isn't over, if we need a break, we have to take a break. And it probably won't be 3 months in the middle of an arc, obviously, but we might just take, like, 2 weeks to ourselves so that we can refocus and make sure the show is as good as the show can be, instead of pushing an ending that perhaps shouldn't be there. And same thing, like, in the Darmok fight, if, like, you had been like, hey, this is probably going to be 2, you know? We would have known. But the point is, that's what we're going to do about ARCs 2 and 3. Which one do you want to do next? Because we're kind of bouncing around, and it feels weird to go to the very next one when we've touched upon some of the other ones.
Well, let's talk about Patreon.
Okay. That's perfect.
Kick that off, because I've been talking a lot.
One of the things about Patreon that we know is a huge problem, and we recognize the problem, and we recognize what we want to do about it, is that we started things, and we did not finish them. And that's frustrating, obviously. Like, basically, one of the reasons that I think we got a few people that didn't like the Strahd game, which we are going to finish. That's step one, is we're going to put a vote later. I'll get to that. But we stretched ourselves way too far. We basically figured out what was possible, but not what was doable, if that makes any sense.
No.
Like, oh, we have all these ideas, and if everything worked out great and we didn't need to sleep or eat.
Right. Do you ever plan a road trip? Because I've done this one, where it's like, yeah, I could travel 1,000 miles in a day.
Right.
As long as traffic isn't an issue, I don't need to stop to, I'll pee in a bottle, I'll fucking, I don't need to sleep, it's great. Meth is great, I'll just use that. That's what we did for Patreon.
Basically what we did for Patreon, and then very quickly, it started to fall apart. Like, Mutants and Masterminds lasted 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we started like, okay, well, let's just put a pause on that, but we'll keep these ones going. But it was not sustainable, obviously. No. So...
And here's the thing. Our cast is fucking amazing. Their lives are in flux. They'll start something, and school kicks in, or they'll start something and they're going to have a baby. You can't hold someone to something 9 months down the line and it's like, you didn't run that baby by us. You have a game next to... You can't do that. And most people just don't have time for two or three or four games in a month. I know that there's going to be a few people out there that's like, wow, you're bitching about having five games in a week? I do six or seven. Do you edit them all? Do you make sure... Like, are you running games for fun, or are you running games to put out there and make them public? Because there's a big difference.
Right.
Like, there are games that people pay for, and I stress over those weekly, because I want them to be the best that they can be. And it catches up with you. I think when we were working on the book, and we had four groups, and like, we just looked at each other, and it's like, this doesn't work. We gotta trim it back. And I really do apologize for not finishing those campaigns, because I would have loved to. We tried so hard to get Wardens off the ground, and we just couldn't. We recorded a second episode, and we decided not to put it out because we weren't happy with the quality of it. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather disappoint with the lack of episodes than disappoint with the quality of an episode. Alex knows, he was there. Dude, we were scratching our heads like it was advanced calculus. I couldn't... And the fact that we only sat down to it once every other month...
Right.
Like...
That makes it really hard to learn a new system. But here's what we're going to do about the Patreon, specifically the bonus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put up a Discord poll later today. And that's so that people who are already on Patreon can vote on this. We are going to pick something and finish it. And it might be a shorter campaign. It could still be Strahd. For those of you interested in Strahd, please vote for that. Because we need to know what we need to finish. We can only do one thing at a time. That's the main thing.
I want to make something clear, because there are some people who said they just don't like Strahd. And I totally get that. I wanted to do something in a way where cast members can tag in and out. And they don't have to worry about being, like, strapped. Like, okay, let's take Ashley. Ashley was kind enough to volunteer for the first Strahd thing. And tonight...
It went great.
It just... but yeah, no. She's getting slammed with school right now. So it's really tough for her to make time for something like that. And yeah, it's a big deal. So we're trying to find something that is either really short, or that we're... What about one-shots, Hameway? Okay, we're going to get to one-shots in just a second. Curse of Strahd by itself, I'm not running that straight out of the book, and I don't think I was making that clear enough. I said I was going to make changes. We're running an abbreviated version of Strahd. I'm not... I got the book sitting right there. I'm not running this. Well, no.
Who are you talking to today?
Well, that depends on where they go.
Bye. Well...
They'll probably get to the village. We're skipping the death house. We're doing all that.
I was joking, mostly.
I understand that some people don't like the random nature of it. We'll get to the random stuff in a bit. I understand that it is a bit of a weird concept to get behind, but we are trying to play something all the way through and wrap it up. So this might only be a 10 or 11 episode version of Strahd. And I mean, it's going to be a shorter version of it. Wait till you see level ups. That's going to be wacky. But, like, we're trying something different. I want to try new things, and I want to give you guys something that we're definitely going to finish, because we're frustrated with not getting to it as well. And the reality is, we're putting out something once a month, and people's lives change over the course of a year or something.
Right.
We started the four group thing back in January of this year. Do you realize what's happened since January of this year? The whole world changed. It's
going great.
It's insane.
It's going really
There are bad. Nazis! No.
Stop it. You're right, but shush. So, the one-shots. I'll take this one. The one-shots. The problem with one-shots is, think about everything you need to do to start episode one of a new group. You need to make all the characters, read all their backstories, create the world around them, create the plot, make the NPCs, then introduce everyone to the plot, the setting, and all of that within the first 15 minutes of... So Jason would have to do that every month.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he did pre-gen characters, even if he did all the shortcuts that he hates doing in the first place, it's not sustainable. We need something that's a little bit longer. Something that's between 6 and 12 episodes so that we're not making new characters every month.
Right. And there's... So, okay. We're talking... We have a server just for the book stuff. Because we're still going back and forth on creating our own RPG. We want to... We're going to talk to you more about that in a bit, too. But one of the things that Kelsey suggested is playing a series of one-shots or, like, 2 or 3-session things with different systems. Mm-hmm. Like, each one of us... take a system we enjoy and say, hey, I'm going to take you guys through it, and it'll give us a different feel for different stuff. Because all of us are coming to the table with different expectations and experiences, right? So, like, I want to play Punk Apocalyptic. Like, mm-hmm. that's something I've been wanting to try. Because I backed that Kickstarter from Robert Schwab a couple of years back, and I find it really intriguing, and I want to try it. What system has Xavier mentioned 15 times? I forget what it is. But
starts
like,
with a C. Cryptic? Cryotic? Cryotic?
No, it... I forget. But anyway.
Kelsey's going to tell us in the chat.
Yeah,
I know it.
I know. I'm not good. Xavier just had a kid. Happy kid, Xavier.
Happy kid.
Cypher! That's the one. Cypher. Thank you, Max Panda. So... there's a bunch of different systems and stuff that we want to try just to kind of broaden our horizons, broaden our expectations. So, we're going to be trying different things and having it in Patreon. I do apologize that we haven't finished things like DRP and stuff like that. I have tried to reboot DRP a few times. Zach's schedule right now is murderous.
Yeah.
He doesn't know when he's going to work.
And that's the other thing is, like, if we change up the Patreon, which at this point I'm really hoping that people do like Strahd, but I don't want them to choose that because I just said that. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, partially because it's so easy to switch people in and out. Because if we do something else, we're going to need to try to make it like a 4-person party or something. Because
yeah.
it's the only way that the schedules will work out that they'll play once a month.
Mubot's in the chat.
Mubot,
again.
Yeah, but it just posts in Patreon every 40 minutes or so. It's fine.
Mubot can't be contained.
Oh, God damn it. It still says something about spice.
Stop it with the spice. No more spice.
I forgot to get rid of that part.
This year's been tough enough. So, okay. We've talked about Patreon. We've talked about Arcs 2 and 3, and how people are just kind of feeling like... I think the overall feeling is that there are more questions than answers, and I don't like that either. I used to feel like living in Theria was the outlet for that, and we're kind of at a weird crossroads, and we might need your guys' help on this, because if we put anything gameplay-related into Patreon, now we're gatekeeping it. If we just produce extra stuff for the feed, that might be a solution, but we don't exactly know how that would look. I don't know if that's short stories. I don't know if that's very, very short campaigns. I don't know. And we've had a bunch of different suggestions. I know Town Crier was something people really liked.
Yeah.
And at the time... it was just too much because we were...
the amount of effort that went into each episode was too much.
It was a lot. And maybe if we saved it for every few months or something like that, and we did it a different way so that it's not so... it's not so crazy time-consuming. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's a different way to do it. I'm
sure you'll be thinking about that for the next few weeks.
I will.
At least you won't be thinking about answering the survey, because we're doing that now.
No, so. And thank you guys for indulging me. Thank you, especially because we paced back and forth in this room.
Yeah.
I walked 10 miles yesterday.
Yeah?
Over 10 miles, just because I'm just like, no, we got to fix it. We got to fix it. And
today we were talking about everything, and we have very different mindsets. So, like, I'm of the mindset of, like, yeah, we got our criticism. We're going to fix it. It's going to be great. And you're of the mindset of sad.
I just...
until you can get it out there. Like,
yeah.
You want people to know how much you care.
I want them to know we're
and
listening.
That's the thing, is, like, he just wants... obviously, we both want that. I care, too. But, like... I assume it's inherent. You guys know it. But, like, you just really wanted to reach out to listeners, and not being able to for 2 weeks was destroying you inside. So I saw that, and I went, let's do it today. After my therapy session and before your session. That'll be great. We'll both be in great mental spaces.
Let me talk about the gods real quick.
Okay, yeah.
So, I was trying to do something. There was another thing that crept up in... And this is where I feel like some of the community wants one thing, and some of the community wants something that's diametrically opposed to that. Some people want more lethality. They want death to be death, and that's it. And I think that's something our show was kind of famous for, that Theory is a Terrible Place meme circulated. Oh, remember 2013 and 14 and 15?
16 and 17.
So that's...
I feel like that's going to stop because of 2020.
I mean, there's some people, it's like more lethality. But I do agree that between arcs 2 and 3, a lot of characters came back. And to some people, I think it seemed like MacGuffinism or Deus Ex Machina type thing with the gods. I was trying to communicate something with the whole gods plotline that would carry over in arc 4 and become a thing. Karen, haven't I died enough? But I feel like either I didn't communicate that very well. Even in the last episode with Darmok, it was like, yeah, this isn't working. We need to figure out a new way. But right now, we got to put out this fire. I want to communicate that a bit further in Arc 4. But just to let people know, that's not the new norm. Mm-hmm. It was to kind of put out a fire that was happening in that moment. And maybe they lent a bit too much help. But we are going to get into it. It wasn't for nothing, and it wasn't something to just bail out characters. It was something in the moment that made sense, and...
Yeah, stuff is happening with the gods, essentially.
Yeah, but we're not going to switch over to a thing where it's like, oh, but I'm going to fudge it so you don't die.
Right.
There will still be plenty of death, I'm sure.
Granted, if you heard the most recent Firebrand, I know I'm not the one to fucking talk about this. But
there's a reason, again. Like, yes. That's the setup for the story. That's not... the story.
Right. And, like, when it comes to the gods thing, I feel like when you're listening to that, it's a lot like when we canceled 4 shows and replaced it with Strahd, and people knee-jerk were like, I don't like Strahd. And some, like, genuinely not, but, like, I think that when something's canceled to make something you don't like happen, you're gonna not like it more.
Yeah, I think there's a thing that's like, well, I don't like Dark Souls. It's like, well, guess what?
Where was I going with this? We were talking about the gods. So, in conversations with the gods, which were, I thought, really awesome every single time, but a lot of the time, they do something godly, and they would say their reasoning, but I think a lot of people focused on the outcome, which makes sense. Again, I'm not blaming or saying that anything's bad.
That's interesting. I'll get back to that in a second.
Okay. I can't... The purple, for some reason, really makes it hard for me to read stuff.
Hmm.
But it's the only way to draw attention to certain things. So, but yeah, that's... I get why people would leave the conversations with that. And I think that narratively we can try to make things a little bit more clear, which was something else we got. Something that led to the surveys in the first place was that narratively something was kind of unclear.
Yeah.
It was meant to be a fun Easter egg, but because it was such an Easter egg...
Yeah.
Some people completely missed what it was Easter egging about.
And again, I'm not infallible. I fuck up. Like, and again, I think all of these larger issues, you could wrap it up in a big bow and say, it's like, drop the ball. I'm sorry. Like, we'll work on it. We're going to fix it. But if I'm going to take praise for other shit, we got to acknowledge this and say, okay, that's not what we were going for. Let's fix it. So I talked about the people who want more lethality. There's the people on the opposite end, right over here, that say it's too random, there's too much stuff decided by dice rolls, things and people die for no apparent reason, and nothing means anything. I, as I stated earlier, like to try new things. This arc, when we rolled up characters, I offered people deals. And I know that to some people, that's very, very, very silly. It is silly. I don't think everything needs to be approached with stark seriousness all the time. And while I do want players to come into these situations prepped with a character, I don't want to step on their character. All of these were optional. No one had to take these deals. Alex, for example, refused. His entire party took the deal. He refused.
Yeah.
Staunchly. think he called me White Devil again. He did not take the deal. That's fine. So that's not how I want everything decided in the story. I know Strahd is a bad indication because Strahd's not our canon. Strahd's not. I didn't write Strahd, and I have no.
It was a small deal.
A small deal, like a lesser deal, not like a Karen deal. But yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not as attached to that, so it's a little wackier. I think you're going to see this is much more of a return to form in Arc 4, that this is about discovering new places. This isn't necessarily about saving the world. It's about being attached to an area and the people in it. Firebrand specifically. Jesus, even something silly so far, like the Grey or Overseers, where it feels very comedic. I think by the end of wherever their arc's going to end, I think you'll see that you're more attached to these characters because they've gotten to goof off and have fun with each other. And I could be completely wrong. Who knows? That's probably a year and a half, 2 years from now. I don't know. But I'm hoping. but we're trying everything in our power to balance stuff out. Mm-hmm. And the best I could do is ask you to stick with us and give us feedback when you have it.
I think the one final thing, is lack of community interaction. Yeah. I think that went hand in hand with GMT, honestly. We talked about that a ton. When we were bringing GMT back, one of our main reasons was, like, I feel disconnected from the community because that was our main way of talking to a lot of you guys. Mm-hmm. Those of you who don't know that GMT is a thing, it's a thing. Come back. I took that. We already completely revamped the Discord. So if you abandon the Discord because, for instance, maybe you thought there were too many texts too fast, there's now a lounge, and slow mode is enabled in the lounge so that you can go there and just chill and mute all the other ones. If you don't know how to mute the other ones, there's a how-to Discord part of the server where you can learn how to mute different server stuff. That's all just Discord.
Yeah.
We're also going to work on streaming a little bit more often. We're going to work on having these live shows a little more often. We're going to work on, I'm doing a book club with people. Like, we're going to
I was thinking about implementing a movie night every once in a while where we would all watch a movie together because, boy, 2020 pushed that tech forward. Netflix has a movie watcher. Amazon has a movie watcher. Like, we can all get together and actually watch a movie together. Facebook has a weird one where they advertise. They're advertising old movies to me like they're brand new and just came out. It's like, did you hear about this new movie, Constantine? It's like, what the fuck?
No.
What?
Let's watch it.
You know they're making it too? It was greenlit. They're making it too.
Wait, is he coming back?
Yep.
Yes!
It's the weirdest. It's him and Peter Stormare. They are coming back for it's
fantastic.
Weird.
Fantastic. Wait. Oh no, Gabriel died, so they're not coming back.
Oh, spoilers. Now I won't watch it.
Sorry. No, I mean in the original. I really liked, What's her face? Swedish name. As the angel, the androgynous angel.
Dude, I don't remember that fucking movie.
Was it Tilda Swinton? I think it was Tilda Swinton, right?
I don't remember that movie.
How do you not remember that movie? It's amazing.
It's fucking Constantine.
It's the best. Oh my god.
Okay, if you think Constantine 2 got greenlit for any other reason that Keanu Reeves is loved now, you're delusional.
I loved Constantine.
It's a 15-year-old movie that no one talked about. That's like Daredevil getting a sequel.
Yeah, but it's still good. Guys, back me up here. Come on. Constantine. It is Tilda Swinton, right? Okay. Shut your mouth, Jason. It's bomb, dude. Yeah, everyone agrees with me because it's awesome.
Okay, two people agree.
Everyone agrees with me.
I don't know. I'll watch it, but it's a movie, sis.
Rebecca, you're supposed to be my friend.
That's why she's being honest with you. Everybody else is gaslighting you in the chat. And it's like, oh, yeah, that was a great movie. Like the new Hellboy. It was amazing.
No one watched the new Hellboy. Don't lie.
Anywho.
So we know what the next GMT is going to be about. I'm going to make you watch Constantine. It'll be Constantine review.
Then you know what? I'm going to make you watch a forgotten comic book movie from the early 2000s.
You've done that a lot, actually. me do that many times.
Doesn't sound like me.
I watched the first half of a Wonder Woman pilot for you.
Oh, poor Carrie Elwes.
I ended that shit. Hi. That's the only time I've walked away from a movie you wanted to show me. Nope.
That was really bad. Okay. So, we want to, and I feel like this year has made me withdraw from certain things. I'm not as vocal in the Discord as I used to be. I'm not as... And I didn't set out to be that way. I just feel like... There was a period of time where I'd post something on Facebook or Twitter, and then I'd get three or four people telling me what an asshole I was because... Whatever reason.
Because the character died, or...
Something, right. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to not say anything for a bit, and then, you know... I just talked a bit less. So I want to get back to talking to you guys. I want to get back to interacting with you all. And I mean, that's just going to be a slow journey. You're going to have to be a little bit patient. I think GMT is a big example of that.
I don't want to bring up something really sad, but just I want people to know how bad it got. I believe you posted about your father.
Oh, yeah.
And you posted about your father passing away, and someone commented, like, now you know how Blank feels. And
it was a character
from the show.
Yeah.
His father died. And that's how bad it got, that he couldn't post anything.
I've since trimmed back a couple of listeners from... Most people are super cool. There's a couple of people, it's like, all right, read the room. Like,
right.
You know?
But anyone who was watching the stream probably saw me considering bringing that up. But I felt it was worth bringing up that if it sounds like Jason's being dramatic, it's because it got really, really bad.
A bit, yeah. And
that's really, really bad. Don't write that
not,
off.
It's not, no. That was, it was a while back.
I believe people call that cringe.
Okay. Here's something I want to address, too, because there are people who, they don't like GMT because it's more community stuff and not character stuff. Work on something character-wise. We want to catch up with these characters and let you know what's happening with them. So we'll work on that. We're going to brainstorm some stuff. We're going to get back in touch with the community a bit more and do Hangout stuff. We don't do a Discord Hangout because it's really difficult to jam 30 people in a call and expect anyway, even if everyone had pristine connection, which they don't.
It never will.
If we get three people talking once and it's like...
Yeah.
Bike room! It's like, what? Like, I can't hear you.
And we also all have very diverse interests. And the second we get onto a topic where a lot of people are excited, there's also an equal number of people who know what we're talking about.
No, so you end up
did
working.
Did I just censor myself?
Yeah, you did.
That's
why,
weird.
Why,
what
yeah.
the fuck we're talking about?
We're a family-friendly show. So we're going to work on something like a movie night or something like that where we can all participate in stuff. I'd like to play more games. Even Among Us isn't enough slots for the people who want to join.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to figure, like, what's a nice big 64-person shooter or something like that? We can all get on board. We'll all play Call of Duty.
I think Fortnite.
Oh, no, not Fortnite. I don't know. We'll
I
figure
hate Call of Duty, so.
I hate Fortnite. But we'll figure something out. We'll gladly take your suggestions. The bottom line is, we have some work to do, and mm-hmm. we're going to be working on some stuff, and we're going to try to improve, so that hopefully, in a year or so, when we do another survey, you guys will be a bit more happy with stuff. But we're going to continue to read surveys that come in. We know that we sort of jumped the gun on this, but we wanted to talk to you guys, and we wanted to...
Yeah. And we had a feeling. Like, a lot of these things we had feelings about.
Right? Before we started with the service, it's like, I don't know, man. I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the end of the arc didn't get that usual... that it usually gets. Like, that. It didn't feel like we wrapped up anything. It felt like we just stopped.
Yeah.
And that was absolutely...
And honestly, I think part of the reason I felt that wasn't the case was, number one, I worked really hard trying to fix up that Countess fight, so I was really hoping it paid off. And number two, I think group three probably ended the most endy. That was said in some of the things. It was like group three was kind of a finale and the other ones felt rushed.
Yeah.
Like ours got the most succinct and paced ending for our arcs.
And the same people who said that it felt like group C was just meandering along without a mission until then. Three.
Yeah.
No, C.
C? Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah. There hasn't
I was
been a group
so
three in years.
So smart ass about it too. I was
yeah.
Like,
group three's been dead for years. So we do hear that it's sort of a double edged sword. Countess, just it's a double edged sword in that everyone gets to decide where they go. So we had people saying, "Oh, it felt like they were directionless. It felt like they were railroaded." It's like, we'll pick one. Like, yeah. I can't, like, I'm not telling them they have to go do anything. And right. at the same time, I feel like there's just too many big missions out there. And like, we need to focus on small stuff.
Behind the scenes, Group C, there we go. Group C had a lot of, like, private chats. I think Jasper and I had one really intricate chat where we sat down and really worked things out.
Yeah.
And I'm really, first of all, a lot of people had a lot of good things to say about Marek Zark, which is awesome.
Yeah, they really did.
I need to let him know that, because I said, we should tell Jasper about how many people said that, and then I didn't, because I'm a bad friend. But yeah, so these are all things we want to work on. Before we start even looking at the surveys, you mentioned the Arc 2 and Arc 3 thing basically being the same arc.
Yeah.
Before we even heard from anyone.
Yeah, no.
And that's...
We're not blind to stuff.
Yeah.
There's stuff that doesn't... It doesn't feel a certain way or appear a certain way until you take a bird's eye view. And obviously, in hindsight, we see all that and go, oh yeah, okay, cool. So the only thing we could do is, every once in a while, we need a fresh start and a new arc. And I think we have some pretty awesome groups for Arc 4.
I think so, too.
And I think we have a nice diverse... I think we have a nice swath of emotional interests and stuff like that. Like, the Greys started out way sillier than I thought they were going to be. But I don't know if it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, they're really funny for a bunch of arms dealers.
Yeah, I mean...
Everyone's done a fantastic job so far. I cannot wait to hear Vanguard.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm editing that this weekend.
Yeah, see, that's a prime, like, okay, I would love to have a team. Holy shit, I'd love to have a team. But, like, to give you an idea of what's about to happen, Friday night we record Vanguard. Saturday night, Bree's editing it for airing Sunday night.
While Jason plays sessions both Saturday and Sunday.
Like, that's just life. So... we have a finite amount of resources, and we're trying our best. Please know that. There's right. no time where we're just sitting on our ass collecting a paycheck.
The mining That's group not is us. The overseers.
Yes.
The firebrand, that would be me and my crew, the firebrands, and the gray are the arms dealers.
Yep. Vanguard, you're going to hear from them a little bit later this week. And I think... I don't know. I think you're going to like them each for different reasons. But if you guys have any feedback now, while we're sitting here, right in front of our face, give it to us, please. If you'd rather it be anonymous, fill out a survey. Let us know. Yeah. We're still reading them. We're still taking a look at them. But yeah, we wanted to make sure that we address this stuff publicly so that you know we're listening and we're working on things. So by the end of Arc 4, they will all team up for the... That's another thing. People want crossovers so bad. I'm not going to do a crossover unless it makes sense. I'm not going to have these groups who have no goals that intertwine with each other and don't know each other to suddenly warp together and team up. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that, because crossovers are very difficult to pull off. If it makes sense, we'll totally do it. We've done it before where it's just not... It's just in the middle of an arc. But... We're not going to do it unless it makes any sense. We may do something interesting at some point with retired characters or something. But, yeah, no. These groups exist on different continents, and they're just kind of doing their thing.
Yeah. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Obviously, we did this because we want you to know how much we care and how much this community means to us. And
Yeah, no, I'm... It means,
I thought you read something.
No, right? No. It means a ton to it. It's our life. Like, yeah. This is... We wake up every single day, eat, breathe, and sleep this.
And if you're wondering where our priorities are, it's the show. It always will be the show. And that's something that we need to kind of tighten the bolts on a little bit. Things got away from us, but we're going to keep working on it. How else? We need the bottom of this Oreo cookie. The gross cookie part, but it's positive.
The gross cookie part, but it's...
Say something good.
Well,
there's a Constantine, too. That's pretty great. I cannot wait for that.
I want Ben Affleck to make a Daredevil 2 now.
You know what I realized we forgot?
Elektra.
Oh, God. No one realized we forgot that.
Sorry, go ahead.
We never watched Now You See Me 2.
No.
We gotta.
Do we?
Yes.
I made them for my birthday. Yeah. I did two shows on my birthday. And then we went and ate. What did we eat?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake Factory, yeah. So yeah, we did that and watched Now You See Me because I want them to see Now You See Me too, which is the quickest drop off to any franchise I've ever seen.
Kingsman.
Oh, I think it's 100. I think it's 100% accurate.
Kingsman's.
Now You See Me is a fun little movie. It's breezy. It's a 6.5, a 7. It's a movie theater. Now You See Me too is fucking nonsense. Like it is monkeys throwing poop at the wall. It is ridiculous. So yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Worse than Kingsman 2, you think?
Oh, God,
okay.
Ooh.
All right, if you say so. Kingsman 2 really sucked.
It wasn't good. So, I think that's pretty much where we wrap things up.
I think so, and that means you got a whole, 40 minutes before your session.
Yay! thank you guys so much for hanging out. We are still working on an RPG. We have a lot of talking to do about that. Because again, we're a small team, so we're gonna be discussing things. I will be announcing a stream. I guess I'll do it live.
We didn't even say. Val points out we didn't even say that out loud. Didn't you want to talk about one-on-one things for filling in story gaps or something?
Well, I wanted
that was
to talk
a suggestion.
About. I wanted to talk to Bree about it beforehand, but having. Talking to different cast members about a specific character and where they are and what, that might be nice. Mm-hmm. I stopped doing character chat because I had gotten...
We went to everybody.
Three times.
Yeah.
And eventually, it's like, hey, Xavier, still Canadian? we know what's up. So doing something like that here and there for... not forgotten characters, but characters we've left for a while. It'd be nice. And what's going on with DRP? Nothing right now. We can't schedule that right now. And basically, we're scaling things back to put less pressure on the cast and give us some time to work on other stuff, like the show, the main show. And we did a lot to get ready for this new arc. And some of that stuff you won't see for a couple of sessions. Like, there's little changes. Like, we're not calling them 1, 2, 3 ABC. They're actually names, and that way we don't
mix them all up like I just did 5 minutes ago.
Right, they're actual names and stuff like that. So we'll get into it more as that stuff comes up, and we'll be doing something for months with 5 Mondays in them. So just stick around for that. If you have any more feedback, please send us an email at dandrpodcast@gmail.com. That's dandrpodcast@gmail.com. And it may take me a little bit, but I'm getting back to every single one of you. I promise. Anything else?
I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you guys. And thank you for hanging out for a very quickly thrown together stream on a Tuesday night. A bunch of you showed up, so thank you so much. And we're going to do our best to improve things and dig us out of this mud. So, thank you guys. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.